Refuting compromise. Are we in creation's seventh day?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors of the new Answers magazine. Ken, some Christians claim that because the phrase evening and morning doesn't appear with the seventh day of creation in Genesis, that means the seventh day is still continuing. So are we still in the seventh day?
Oh, definitely not. Remember, in the book of Exodus, we're told that the seven-day week is based on the creation week of seven ordinary days. Also, the word day for the seventh day has a number with it anyway, and that means it's an ordinary day. Now, at the end of the sixth day of creation, God described his creation as very good. Then on the seventh day, God rested and sanctified it. So if we're still in the seventh day, well, it's not very sanctified, is it? The earth today is full of violence, death, disease, suffering, and catastrophes like tsunamis and earthquakes. How could a good God describe such terrible things as sanctified? No, the seventh day, Mark, finished at the end of the creation week, about 6,000 years ago. And sometime after the seventh day, Adam sinned, and thus brought death into the world. We're not living in the seventh day. We're living in a fallen world because of sin.
Ken Ham's colleague, Dr. Terry Mortensen, has written a fascinating free booklet on the real age of the earth. It makes for some eye-opening reading. For your copy, go to our attractive and award-winning website, AnswersRadio.com. All kinds of free booklets are available at AnswersRadio.com.